So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf discussed the Mishnah's halacha kachay kachin kol shahoyis lo shaset lekahanim ein ma'ilim ba. If the meat of kachay kachin became permitted to the kahanim at one point, there is no issur me'ila even though it became possible later because the basar is no longer kachay Hashem. And the Gemara discussed which of the following avodas removes the issur me'ila. Perhaps heter shechita sheninu. Shechita alone removes the issur me'ila because shechita is considered a heter through which the kahanim can proceed with the remaining avoda. Or heter zrika sheninu. Kabbalah's Adam is also required to remove the Issur Me'ilah because Kabbalah is considered a heter through which the carbon is qualified for Zrika, and Kalo'im Lazar Kazarak Dami. Once the carbon qualified for Zrika, it is considered as if the Zrika was already done. But we do not need the actual Zrika. Or Heter Achila Shaninu. Zrika's Adam is also required to remove the Issur Me'ilah because Zrika is the heter through which the meat becomes permitted to be eaten by the Kana. And the Gemara concluded that this is actually Machlaikis. Chizki holds Heter Shechita Shaninu, while Rabbi Yechon holds Heter Achila Shaninu. The Gemara there brought three possible proofs to heter zrika sheninu and rejected them all. The Gemara now proceeds with three possible proofs to heter achila sheninu. In the Brayso, Reb Shimon says, "Yesh neisur shemoylem boy, b'yesh neisur she'in moylem boy." If meat of kachay kachin was left overnight, sometimes there is issur me'ila on the basar, and sometimes there is no issur me'ila on the basar, as follows: Ketzad lon lefnei zrika moylem, la'achas zrika ein moylem. If the basar was left overnight before the zrika, in other words, the zrika was not done during the day of the shechita, there is issur me'ila on the basar. However, if the basar was left overnight after the zrika, in other words, the zrika was done properly during the day of the shechita, there is no issur me'ila on the basar. Because even though the basar is now possible because of lina, it had a shas heter the day before after zrika. The Gemara initially assumes that the brayso is a case of the havashos lemizrukei, the bay zark. After Kabbalah, there was enough time to perform zrika. And even though the carbon was eligible for zrika, nevertheless, lefnei zrika ma'ilan, and we do not consider it a shas heter. Apparently, because we did not say kolayim lazar kazarik dami, and we need the zrika to remove the issur me'ila. Shema mina heter achila sheninu. The Gemara answers that this is not necessarily so. Perhaps heter zrika sheninu, and generally Kabbalah is enough to remove the issur me'ila. However, the reason for lefnei zrika ma'ilin is because this is a case of the kabli samach l'shkei sachama to lahayishos lemizrukei. The Kabbalah was done right before sunset, and there was not enough time to perform zrika. Therefore, we do not apply the concept of kolayim lazar kazarik dami, because in this case it was not oyim lazarik, since the carbon was not eligible for zrika because it was after shkia. However, in the case of the havashos lemizrukei, the halacha is lefnei zrika ein moylin because heter zrika sheninu and kolayim lazar kazarik dami. The Gemara brings a second possible proof from a similar brayso in which Reb Shimon says, "Yesh pigel shemoylem bay, v'yesh pigel she'ein moylem bay." If kachay kachin became pigel, sometimes there is an issur me'ilah on the basar, and sometimes there is no issur me'ilah on the basar, as follows: Ketzad lefnei zrika moylem, la'achas zrika ein moylem. Before zrika, there is issur me'ilah on the basar, but after zrika, there is no issur me'ilah on the basar, because Reb Shimon disagrees with Reb Gidla Merav mentioned in the previous daf, and Reb Shimon holds zrika as pigel moytzim midei me'ilah. Even a zrika psula of pigel removes the issur me'ilah. And as before, the Gemara initially assumes the havashos lemizrukei, the bayi zark, there was enough time to do the zrika. And even though the carbon already became eligible for zrika, nevertheless, lefnei zrika ma'ilin, and we do not consider it a shas heter. Apparently, because we do not say kolam lezark zark dami, and we need the zrika to remove the issur me'ilah. B'shma mina heter achila sheninu. The Gemara answers similarly that this is not necessarily so. Perhaps heter zrika sheninu, and generally Kabbalah is enough to remove the issur me'ilah. However, the reason for lefnei zrika ma'ilin is because this is the case of the kabli samach l'shkia sachama to lahayishos lemizrukei. The kabbalah was done right before sunset, and there was not enough time to perform zrika. Therefore, we do not apply the concept of kalayim lazar kazarik dami. However, in the case of dabashos lemizrukei, the halacha is lefnei zrika ein ma'ilin because heter zrika sheninu and kalayim lazar kazarik dami. The Gemara brings a third possible proof from the following brayso: a pigel b'kachay kachin ma'ilin. If a carbon of kachay kachin became pigel, the zrika does not remove the issur me'ilah. The Gemara initially assumes that this is a case of the Zarak. They already performed Zrika, and only if it was pigel Moilin, but if it was kosher in Moilin. This implies that if it was Lai Zarak, then even if it was kosher, there is an Issur Me'ilah because Heter Achila Sheninu. The Gemara explains that this is not necessarily so. Perhaps Heter Zrika Sheninu. And generally, Kabbalah is enough to remove the Issur Me'ilah. However, the reason for a pigel b'kachakach and Moilin is because this is a case of the Lai Zarak. They did not perform Zrika. And only if the carbon is kosher, there's no Issur Me'ilah because Kolayim Lazarak, Kizarak Dami. But if the carbon is possible, there is issur me'ilah because we cannot say kolayim lazarik kazarik dami because the carbon possible is not oymid lizarik. Zok the Mishnah. Basar kachay kachin shiyatzal lefnei zrikas dami. If meat of kachay kachin was taken outside the azar before zrika, and then they did zrika, there's a machlekes. Reb Lezer says, ma'ilam boy, vein chayav nalav mishim pigel b'naysa b'tami. Because he holds in zrika ma'elis liyaytze. The zrika does not take effect on basar that has a psul yaytze. Therefore, the issur me'ilah remains on the basar. And one who eats the basar is not liable for pigel b'naysa b'tameh, because all these isurim do not take effect since there was no heter zrika. What Rabbi Kiva says, Ein Moilim Bay, Machayam in the Love Mishum Pigal, Menaisa Batame. Because he holds, Zrika Mayalis Liyetze. Zrika does take effect on Basar that has a Psiliyetze. Therefore, the Issa Me'ila is removed from the Basar. And one who eats the Basar is liable for Pigal, Menaisa Batame, because these Yisrum do take effect since it was a Het Zrika. And the same Achlik applies in the case of a Muri Kachim Kalm Shatzlaf Nizrika's Damim. If the fats of Kachim Kalm was taken outside the Azar before Zrika was done, and then they did the Zrika. Rabbi Eliezer says, Ein Moilim Behen. This meila does not take effect on the imurim, and one who eats the imurim is not liable for pigul nais of a tummy because in zrika meilas liyetsi. While Rabbi Kiva says ma'ilam behen v'chayav naleim shem pigul nais of a tummy. This meila does take effect on the imurim, and one who eats the imurim is liable for pigul nais of a tummy because zrika meilas liyetsi. The Gemara explains at length why the Mishnah needs to teach the same halacha for both kachim and kachim kalam.